This is a Davin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. As the weather is warming up, algae and other aquatic plants will become more prevalent in ponds. While aquatic plants are a natural part of the pond ecosystem and vegetation in and around ponds is valuable for fish and wildlife habitat and can also help reduce stream bank erosion, when aquatic plants become too prevalent and start to overtake a pond, they become a problem and are referred to as aquatic weeds. When considering aquatic weed control, remember these two points. Prevention is always better than treatment, and weeds need to be identified to determine the best option for control. Keeping weeds from becoming a problem is much better than trying to control them once they become established. Reducing fertilizer runoff into your pond and reducing the amount of silt running into your pond are two of the best prevention strategies. Maintaining a grass buffer strip around your pond is a great way to help intercept soil particles and nutrients as they wash off surrounding fields or lawns. It will also help limit sediment washing into your pond, which causes decreased water depth and increased weed issues. The first step in controlling aquatic weeds is to properly identify the type of weed that is in the pond. Aquatic weeds are classified into five categories: floating plants, submerged plants, immersed plants, and marginal plants. If you are unsure what type of aquatic weeds are in your pond, you can bring a sample to your local extension office for identification. Options for control include mechanical, biological, and herbicides. To learn more about pond management, join us at the Diving into Pond Management Workshop, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the K-State Research and Extension Center in Parsons, Kansas. Dr. Joe Gerken, K-State Extension Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist, will be the guest speaker. This workshop is free to attend and dinner will be provided. Please RSVP to help us plan for the meal by calling 620-331-2690. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension report.